So, one further thought is I've been kind of comparing M0 disease of some of these other cancers, as we sort of think about it. I was flashing on some of the debates that are going on about rituximab maintenance and low-grade lymphoma, believe it or not. But there, you see a delay in progression-free survival. People, it's been interesting over the last 10 years how people's views on that changed. In the beginning, a lot of people are saying, well, that's really valuable to the patient to know that they're not, that they appreciate not having disease progression. In a weird way, this kind of reminds me of that because, again, the patients are asymptomatic. So what I really wonder about is everybody agrees what to do with PSA doubling times three or six, where the numbers are just, so amazing. But there must be more intermediate situations. And I bet a lot of those people don't get treated. And I don't know whether they should or not, or say should have it offered as an option.
Yeah, so this is really where I engage the patient in the conversation. I think it's important for them to understand what the goals of treatment are and what the expected side effects of therapy may be. And most of my patients in my practice, we often have a long relationship. We have a way of communicating effectively. And they usually get to a decision pretty quickly. They can say, look, you're going to need more treatment. We could do the following and prevent the development of metastatic disease. And here are the potential downsides of doing so. Or we could monitor you and wait till you develop metastatic disease and treat you later. And here are the advantages and disadvantages of taking that approach. And when described in that way, most patients will readily form an opinion, and that's going to be a big driver behind the shared decision.
How often do they say, what would you do if it were you, doc?
I get that question a lot. And I have to say, earlier in my career, I had a harder time answering it. And I think that what the patient really means when they ask that question is like they're asking you to integrate everything you know about the biology of the cancer, the therapeutic options, and also your personal values. And so particularly for patients who you've developed long relationships with, I think it's a completely fair question, whereas I think earlier in my career, I had a different take on that same question.
I mean, it really gets at the heart of the integrity of the doctor-patient relationship because even if they don't ask the question, they expect it.
That's right.
They expect that you're doing for them what you would do for somebody in your family. But then you get into these situations where there really is no right answer. It really is dependent on what kind of person you are. Are you open to taking some risk? I mean, the great thing about these decisions is, it seems like, yes, if you fall and have a fracture, okay, that's a problem. But a lot of times, you could just stop the drug if you're really having a problem.
That's right.